Chapter 10. Six Sigma Success. How to Overcome the Barriers in Your Business. If you're like 99% of all businesses today, you're losing 25 to 40% of your profit margins to mistakes, rework, errors, omissions, defects, and delay. Spending that kind of money to deal with, remedy, resolve, and mitigate problems does more than just drain your bottom line. It also adds undue stress to your employees, customers, and stakeholders. Even if you're among the 1% of companies that has perfect employees who never make mistakes and perfect processes that are error-proof, chances are there's still some sort of daily crisis management you wish didn't exist. Perhaps you have too many customer complaints, too much firefighting, or too much employee heroism on a daily basis. No matter what your company's particular challenge is, consider these questions. If you had 25% more staff, what new and interesting customer-serving projects would you undertake? What new products or services would you create? What possibilities would you embrace? That's the power of Six Sigma, having more profit from streamlining your existing processes, which will then free up resources to do the things you simply don't have time to do. Six Sigma is a proven methodology for reducing cycle times, defects, and delay, and for boosting profits. It's a results-oriented, project-focused approach to quality, productivity, and profitability. Six Sigma has simple goals such as 30 to 60% reduction in turnaround time, 20 to 40% reduction in floor space requirements, 20 to 30% improvement in equipment capacity, 20 to 50% improvement in productivity, or 30 to 60% reduction in inventory. These reductions and improvements translate into cost savings, profit growth, and competitive advantage. Unfortunately, many companies have barriers that keep them from executing a Lean Six Sigma approach. Following are some of the common barriers to executing Six Sigma and some suggestions on how to overcome them. Barriers. 1. People don't like being measured. One of the secrets to getting better, making improvements, and increasing customer satisfaction is to realize that your employees don't like being measured. Typically, when companies measure their employees' work or productivity, they use the information to reprimand employees or show how they're wrong. While measuring key factors in your company can indeed be useful, you need to use the metrics you uncover to identify how the processes or systems you have in place fail, not how your people fail. For example, a call center may measure how long their customer service reps are on the phone with customers. The stated goal is to complete all calls in 2 minutes or less. As employees strive to stay within the parameters of that measurement, they don't give customers all the information they need, resulting in the customer calling back multiple times. In this case, the number of customer callbacks may be a more important metric than how long employees spend taking care of a customer. After all, what good are short phone calls if you have too many repeat phone calls? Therefore, look at what you're measuring and decide if it's providing useful information. Is what you're measuring addressing your customer's real concerns? After this analysis, you might need to totally change what you're currently measuring. Or you might find that you are measuring correctly, but you shouldn't use the information to blame your people. Blame your process instead, and then change the process. 2. Having a macho man complex. Sometimes managers think they know all the right answers. These macho men and women of the organization think they're golden. They don't want to be driven in a direction to improve because they think they're doing a great job already. They believe they're great managers and don't need to change. To them, changing something is an admission that something they did or implemented didn't work. These are the people who truly hold a company back. To rid this mentality from your managers and employees, you need to let them know that all techniques fail at some point for a variety of reasons. A changing economy, a new industry development, a more diverse workplace, etc.